Aircheckdownloads.com.
Okay, let's have a look at what's trending this morning. The Met Police say they're investigating potential fraud offences arising from the wrongful prosecution of hundreds of sub-postmasters by the post office. Around 700 people were convicted after the Forte Horizon computer system showed money missing from branch accounts. It's been reported that 50 potential new victims have come forward after the recent broadcast of a TV drama on the scandal, and our correspondent Vincent McCavey says it's not known yet who the police are investigating.
It is not clear whether this investigation relates to individual members of staff by the prosecutor's office.
After 10:30 this morning, I'll be chatting to a man at the time was one of Britain's youngest postmasters, aged just 19. He had taken on his family-run post office, which has been going for around 100 years, and he was convicted of fraud because of the Horizon scandal. He was the first to have his conviction overturned, and we'll be chatting to him in about 25 minutes' time. Now, any chance to play this music? And I'm there. Love this. Now, a bit of real-life Star Trekking is happening today. India's first satellite to study the sun is going to reach its destination this morning. 4 months after it was launched, the venture will be there to improve our scientific understanding of the star. And it means India will join a select group of countries which have carried out a solar mission. Nikhil Amadar reports on what's been going on.
The Aditya L satellite will have travelled a distance of 1.5 million kilometres from Earth.
After a week of
depth observations of the sun, also carrying out scientific studies.
Wow. Now, the one fact that sticks in my mind out of all of that is the fact it took 4 months to get there. They clearly need warp speed, don't they? Now, the big serious news story going on locally is that more than 240 flood warnings are still in force around England after a week of very heavy rainfall. The majority here in the Midlands, in East Anglia and southern England. And overnight, South Yorkshire Fire Service rescued a man from the River Don in Sheffield. He was taken to hospital for treatment. And of course, if there's any urgent situation changes here, we'll let you know about them here first. Okay, the music charts came out last night. Yesterday saw the release of the first single chart of 2024, and someone we've been championing here has finally got to number one. Dreamy night of some shoes. That's American singer-songwriter Noah Kahan, whose Stick Season has moved up to number one, a place that he probably should have occupied a couple of weeks ago, to be fair, but George Michael's Last Christmas denied him a Christmas number one. So well done to the American singer-songwriter Noah Kahan with Stick Season. And someone else who's a surprise entry into the top ten this week is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Yep, 22 years after Murder on the Dance Floor first charted and got to, well, it's got to number 8 on the chart this week. The song has had its best ever streaming week in the UK. 2.2 million streams in the last 7 days. It appeared in the Netflix show. So just like the Kate Bush song last year, it's found a new audience. And for context, in the 12 months prior to Saltburn's release on Amazon Prime Video, sorry, not Netflix, on Amazon Prime Video, its weekly streams is around 290,000. And as I just mentioned last week, 2.2 million. That's the power of getting your song onto a hit TV show on a platform just like that. Are you watching it? Are you glued? Are you hooked? Bit of TV news. Traitors Then is back on BBC One this week. They've launched a new online companion game to go with the programme, so you can immerse yourself in the series. Following the nail-biting conclusion of the show's latest episode last night, no spoilers coming because I haven't actually seen it myself, the BBC have released a brand new game to accompany the second series, allowing you to compete with friends and family and to prove how much you know about the show. Ahead of each episode, players will be able to predict who they think has been murdered, as well as who will be banished at the next round table. Correct predictions earn you points, and points meet prizes. Now, I think there's a leaderboard between you and your mates and family members. Points can also be earned by correctly predicting the contestants who reach the final by answering bonus questions throughout the series, and you can keep track of your progress on an overall leaderboard. There you go. And it gets updated after each episode. If you're that into it, there is a game. Aren't you thrilled? I must start watching it, I guess. Okay, got the Killers on the way and a bit of Prince and from the Pointer Sisters, it's Jump.
Aircheckdownloads.com.